Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos, and we shall discuss more deep dive into Navamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. Alright? Let us consider Aries now. Ruled by Mars, which is a Kshatriya planet, meaning it's a warrior-like planet, meaning it is driven by everything in the external world to get things accomplished. Aries is like the army commander, so to speak. Okay, it is Rajas, movable and male sign. Rajas meaning it is very moving energy. Okay, it is not stable. It is movable sign and it's a male sign, means achieving everything outwardly, going forward and getting stuff done. The male and female signs have a very powerful meaning in that we shall deal with sometime later probably. So what is Aries? To summarize, it is pure drive, it is pure energy. It becomes unstable, erratic and angry when working without goals. Mars requires goals and targets. It works on logic. It does not have reasoning. You have to give it some logic. You have to give it a little bit of mathematical sense. How am I going to go about this? The cause and effect. Aries requires that. Mars requires that to function well. We all need Mars in our lives to get stuff done. Aries is that energy wherever it falls in your chart. So it needs targets and achievements. Otherwise, it becomes very angry. The aggression factor of Mars comes into picture if it does not have goals and targets. Remember this. It can get very fiercely protective about that house, especially the fourth aspect of Mars. These are all just recap, right? It's useful to have this. What happens to planets when they are put in Aries, for example? Planets here take on the energy of initiating something new. beginning new tasks. Initiator is Aries. New actions, new initiatives. The objective is to feed the ego. Aries can be very egotistical. It's all about leadership for Aries. So it feels entitled. I want this stuff and it will go and get it. That's Mars. We'll work and act on those attributes. We will take some examples a little later on. It is malefic. Now, what does this benefic malefic really mean? Malefic planets like Mars, like Sun, like Saturn, Moon, Saturn and Rahu and Ketu have a tendency to reduce to things. It does not care about life energy. So in astrology, we are dealing with two kinds of things, right? We are dealing with tendency of the planets to reduce to things or some things that care about life and consciousness. Jupiter, Moon and Venus are natural benefics. So they care about the life part of it, which we shall see in other zodiac signs. The rulers determine everything. So we shall be talking about rulers and planets interchangeably. Okay? Reducing to things, that's what Mars does. Mars is concerned about what? It's concerned about land. It's concerned about vehicles. It's concerned about logical stuff. So it will reduce the things. It will try to get land. Doesn't matter what people or life energy it has to sacrifice in the process. Mars, don't underestimate it. It's very powerful. These are the ones which create the military, the police, the flags, you know, trying to protect the land, trying to be the aggressor in some other land. Mars is the one who wants to go and conquer lands. Mars is very interested in lands. You can say Mars is like the military. Okay? Mars cannot hold. That's another dominant point there. The property of Mars is it does not have a holding capacity. So it constantly moves from one thing to another. That's why anything falls in Aries, it becomes unstable. Aries cannot control the speed of outcomes. Now this table, I have put it here as the Karakas. So if you stick these aspect in Aries, Sun in Aries, Moon in Aries, Mars in Aries and so on, it will give you a different one, different attributes. For example, whenever there is Jupiter in Aries, it becomes short-tempered, like a quick speaking and quick teaching, angry teacher. Mercury in Aries will give quickest response to anything verbal because it's very short, short bursts of sentences, short phrases. They reply within a fraction of a second. Okay. This is the also leads to a quick witty comedian, for example. Venus in Aries will start getting in out of relationships very easily. So use these Karakas. Saturn goes in Aries, it's frustrated because Saturn is a slow moving planet and Aries is very quick. Aries wants to do things extremely quickly. Okay. So it needs Saturn and Aries, we need a challenging job. Something that it can drive forward. It does not want to do boring stuff here, Saturn and Aries. So daily routine kind of job, they get really frustrated with it. Because now you have made an old man very active, so to speak. Say Saturn is an old man. They need something worthwhile, otherwise they'll start getting very frustrated. They keep changing jobs as well. If Aries falls in the 10th house, right? For example, for a Cancer ascendant, it will want to keep initiating new projects all the time. Sun in Aries is good. It is exalted, typically, because it has got its Kshatriya planet. Sun is also Kshatriya. So it's like a similar buddies, right? Sun is very disciplined. Sun is all about timing. So he uses the energy of Mars very effectively. Rahu in Aries, for example, it becomes a very strong outburst, very uncontrollable energy. Moon in Aries, for example, thinks three things at the same time. This is how different planets act within different contexts. Moon in Aries also can eat food very quickly. For example, Moon stands for food, right? So you apply these kind of principles when you want to get to the root of how to analyze different things. Venus in Aries, they want to cook very fast. Venus is about refinement, which is cooking. Saturn in Aries will keep on changing their shoes. Saturn stands for shoes. The ones who keep on buying different shoes all the time can do that. So you apply these significations listed in this table and you will get that kind of energy. The planets tend to take on the energy of the sign which it is placed in. Okay. Now let's briefly see what it results in different ascendants. The Aries ascendant, because ascendant is a dominant governing personality, that's who you are, he will take that Martian energy of initiation to all areas of life. It doesn't shift much for Aries ascendant. Okay. Now for the Taurus ascendant, as you can see, the Aries has moved to the 12th house. Remember, always the house. So 12th house, among other things, stands for foreign places, stands for spending. Everything which you are spending, essential core energy of 12th house is spending. What are you spending on? 11th house is earned wealth, 12th house is where you all spend it. That has an Aries kind of energy for the Taurus ascendant. That means they are always focused on controlling their expenses, because Taurus is the house of resources. It wants to control the expenditure. For a Gemini ascendant, they are always focused on where am I going to get the money from, because it's 11th house of gains. And Mercury, being the trader, which you shall see in Gemini, is all about money. He wants to see what I can gain from things. It's a very selfish sign, Gemini. So in the Aries being in the 11th house, it will get more focused on the gains part of things. What am I going to gain from others? Okay. Tends to activate things. If you want to get the attention of somebody, focus on their Aries house. They will immediately get activated. Aries is an activator. For the Cancer ascendant, talk to them about their profession. What new projects are you initiating? Because Aries has now come to the 10th house. Right? So it's always interested in starting new stuff. Aries is very excited about starting new stuff. After all, we humans crave for all new things in our life always. For a Leo ascendant, these are the people who could start new religions, new faiths. It's come to the 9th house. It might be interested in long distance travel. 9th house is also for long distance travel. When Leo ascendant wants to get inspired, it is better to go in for long distance travel, for example. It will give them insights into starting something new in their lives. For a Virgo ascendant, they are all concerned about the 8th house matters, like inheritance. Dominantly, it's about others' wealth. Virgo ascendant is always concerned, where am I going to get the money from? Who is going to give me? I need my inheritance back. They can get very aggressive about it. They can keep having legal court cases because of this. You see how this works. For the Libra ascendant, now it has come to the 7th house. This is why Libra is always concerned about partnerships, because 7th is in the 1st house. What occupies their mind is always their partner, their intimate other, right? So when you talk about partnerships, when you talk about relationships, Libra gets very excited and they are always looking for new partners, because Aries is a moving sign. Remember, we just spoke of Aries cannot hold on to things. So wherever number one comes, it cannot hold on to that. This becomes unstable. Libra, that's why, are the ones who keep jumping from bed to bed. They change many partners. They have a lot of partnership issues. Scorpio, on the other hand, wants to keep doing different kind of work, daily routines. Scorpio might even fight with the spouse, okay? Because it's a house of fights. Initiating new stuff in daily routines, that might be a Scorpio stuff. For Sagittarius, they might be very concerned about their kids. Anything to do with the children, because it's a sign ruled by Jupiter on the ascendant, it's all about children. Jupiter is concerned about children. So the dominant focus for a Sagittarius ascendant will be children, the house of education and children. If you talk to Sagittarius about education and children, they'll get highly active. Yes, I want to educate myself. I want to study something new all the time. Aries is something new. For a Capricorn ascendant, their home life anything to do with their mother becomes very active. So their home life is very unstable for a Capricorn ascendant. Okay? Because now you have stuck the Aries and fiery energy in the home front where it is supposed to be peaceful. They can get triggered with their mother, for example. Capricorn ascendants typically may have a lot of fights with the mother, difference of opinion with the mother, because fourth house stands for mother. For a Capricorn ascendant, if they get out of the house and move with others, there will be more peace because the fourth sign is in the seventh house. We'll come to that later. For the Aquarius, house of skills. You ask an Aquarius ascendant to develop more skills. They will always want to do shift from one thing to another in developing their skill sets, their hobbies. They always have a dozen list of hobbies which they cannot fulfill because Aries cannot hold on to things. Right? It keeps moving. Remember, all the energies of Aries will play out in the third house for the Aquarius ascendant. For the Pisces, it will play out in the house of family. So anything to do with earning wealth itself, this is earned wealth, second house. Different ways to earn money, Pisces gets fired up. Show me a different project, different ways to earn money. It will also be affecting its speech because second house is the house of speech. So they will have quick speaking skills. All Pisces ascendants speak very fast. That can also happen here because it's in the second house. In the next one, we shall see Taurus. And what's the essential energy of Taurus? Take care. Be safe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,